Hello, Audio Boom. I'm in Cambridge and I'm watching a blind tennis tournament. Yep, blind tennis. It's interesting. They use a spongy ball with audible rattly things inside. They play in a junior size court. And it can bounce three times before you hit it, up to three times. You don't see many returns of serve. The games mainly go on serve unless somebody double faults, which happens fairly regularly. It's interesting. The game is still in its infancy, so it's not very dynamic. It doesn't really attract any athletes. There's a few people here in their 60s, some women, some older men. You don't have to be particularly fit to play it. But as I say, the game is really in its infancy. It's more of a social thing. I mean, bear in mind, this is the tournament. The atmosphere is very friendly and everyone's nice, which is great on one level, but I was surprised when I came here because I thought there'd be a really intense atmosphere of sport and competition. So it's unlike any competition I've seen, certainly comparing it to stuff I've done before. But that said, people enjoy it, and it gets people out and doing a bit of exercise, so that should be applauded. So hoping it may attract some more attention over the next few years and some better coaching and some better players. Because at the moment, if a sighted person watched it, they wouldn't have a great impression of what blind people can do regarding sport. They think it's a bit, being polite, pedestrian. So anyway, it's interesting, put it that way. I don't think I'm drawn to it particularly, but there we go. It's what it is. So got two ladies playing at the moment, two B1s, so they have to wear shades. And it's 6-0 at the moment. And yeah, it's fun. They enjoy it. And I know that sounds terribly patronising. They like it, bless them. I'm trying not to come across that way. But all I'm trying to get across is it's not exactly the white heat of competition. Because the game is in its infancy in relative terms. And it doesn't really attract what I would call talented people or talented athletes. You don't have to be fit to play it. I can't really see how you can break a sweat, really. So if you're VI and you may be older or younger, it doesn't matter really, but I'm saying even if you consider yourself old or unfit, you can give it a go. You can give it a go. So yeah, they say ready and play, like in cricket, while they serve. So I'll leave it running for a minute so you can hear a bit. Most of the serves are very slow.